I'm RJ. I was a Marine, served in 2005 in Iraq. I was an infantryman, spent 7 months right outside of Fallujah. We had our daily duties to do, but yet you get to interact with the people and kind of learn a different way of life that they have. And they're pretty much just like us when it comes to everyday life. You know, even though it's a different religion, different place, everything about them's different, but yet the same. I mean, a big part was, I guess, just having the open-mindedness to understand the different culture, especially when you're trained and sent to fight a war with that country, you know, but yet to be able to separate out that even though you're at war with a country, it's not every single person you're at war with. My entire platoon, we were just real close-knit bunch of guys. We lived together no matter where. You know, we were out in different houses daily. We really didn't have any base we stayed at on a regular basis. Well, almost 8 months ago, everything just came crashing down, and I had a realization that I needed to get help for not just the alcoholism and the addiction, but for my mental health aspects with the PTSD and everything that I have. You know, so coming back has got me back in touch with a lot of the brothers, and it's given me a chance to see what all is available to us also. You know, there's some of what they tell us about, but then events like this, you know, free tickets to go see the Amerks, and you know, I mean, like, there's just all these small things that are always done, you know. And I've also got in touch with a rowing community, and so I get to go out and row. I still do it almost weekly, even right now in November. Next year, I'm actually going to be coaching in the rowing boats. You know, and it's just, again, if it wasn't for the veterans community, then I wouldn't know these things are out there. And if it wasn't for my sobriety, I never would have came here.
What kind of advice do you have for people who are getting into the military?
Get out everything that you can. Engulf yourself in the local ways, and you know, see how everything is. You know, experience life to its fullest, and just get to know what you can about everything. The way the cultures are, you know, the types of food that they eat. As weird as it may be, have the open mind to just try something. Remember that every situation isn't just one way. There's, you know, two sides to every coin.